15 PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's game time for our area school district as leaders try and get their reopening plans on the move, trying to make sure that everything's up to date for what they need to actually put into the governor's office to help them make their final decision here. But the transportation is a large part of that, and districts are working off state guidelines to try and see how it's going to be handled safely on a bus atmosphere. So those guidelines include regular disinfecting, train staff on how to social distance and how to make sure the kids are social distancing, and mandatory masks on board for all. Pittsford Central School actually said they're considering different options, like limiting the number of kids on the bus and having family members sit together, because if you live together, you can obviously be around each other because you have been the whole time.
Right.
But parents are not all one side on this. Some parents are like, nope, I'm just going to bring my kid to school in our own car where I know they can be safe. And other parents are like, I want my kid back on the bus. I want them to experience all things that school have to offer.
Someone have a choice either.
No, seriously. Yeah. Like, I was always very envious of kids that their parents brought them into school. My parents were like, if I miss the bus, they're like, we're dropping you off at the next stop. Like, there's literally no way we're bringing you in. So
perfect. All right. This is big news for colleges across the country and specifically here in the Rochester area, where we have a lot of international students. Yesterday, the Trump administration decided to reverse a rule that would have expelled many international college students from the country because of the coronavirus class changes. The administration had faced 8 lawsuits and hundreds of colleges that opposed the rules. The July 6th directive from ICE said the foreign college students must transfer or leave the country if they were attending a college that offered only online classes this fall. Again, they're now backtracking on that. The numbers are U of R is like 30% international.
Mm-hmm.
I know my buddy works for Simon Business School, and like 50% or something insane like that.
Right.
RIT has a large international student population. So we talked about it earlier, and Bob Duffy was even talking about how negative this could affect our area. So some good news, certainly.
Absolutely. Today is a big day. If you did not know, today at midnight is the deadline for the 2019 taxes. So tax filing was actually extended back in April, was the normal deadline that has always been. But due to COVID-19 and the pandemic, everything has been pushed back, obviously. But today is the last day to file your taxes. And experts say that even if you can't pay what you owe today, it's still extremely important to file those taxes anyways and make sure that everyone has your information, because you don't want to get yourself in a hairy situation there. At my dad still has not filed my taxes. I've been asking him to do it since February.
Did you bring up this story just so you could just throw shade at your dad?
Well, I know he listens to the show, so I gotta get him on the horn here.
All right, there you go.
So yeah, if you haven't paid your taxes, go do that for sure.
/ Breezy's dad, do that for her.
Yeah, please.
It's, you know, it's crazy. You could also, I don't know, do it yourself.
What are you talking about?
Okay. All right.
I am incapable.
Okay. No, you're only incapable of what you think you're incapable of. Set your
numbers.
Mind,
I mean, you've seen me do like quick math here on the air. I don't think it's going to work out.
I am also terrible at numbers. I was able to pull off the TurboTax thing. It's not that hard. It's not.
You told me you screwed it up. You ended up getting like
the 1 year. This year was flawless. All right.
Yeah. I don't want to be like you at all. In any sense.
To learn from your mistakes. Better yourself?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Finally, in the Team PXY feed, 4 more states have been added to New York's travel advisory, mandating travelers from those areas to self-quarantine for 14 days. Of course, this comes from Governor Cuomo. The newly added states are Minnesota, New Mexico, Ohio, and Wisconsin. One state has been removed from the advisory. That is Delaware. Again, the quarantine applies to any person arriving from a state with a positive test rate higher than 10 per 100,000 residents over a 7-day rolling average, or a state with a 10% or higher positivity rate over a 7-day rolling average. So that's going to be changing a lot, I can imagine. We'll have a lot of stories of the states dropping in and dropping off of that list.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour on 8:25, the second story of a summer camp that has had a positive COVID test. This time, presence of a staff member. We'll talk about where it is, again, around 8:25 this morning. Up online, 98pxy.com, a little good news for you. We've got that there for you. Some of the highlights from today about the first coronavirus vaccine here in the U.S. appears to be ready to move into the final testing stage. Maybe we'll have it sooner than expected. And a positive side effect of staying home is less food waste, down 25% since the pandemic started.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Environmentalist Breezy's got to be excited about that. Get more stories as well at 98pxy.com. There's also, you need to see this liability waiver. This is a school in Missouri. They're having any of the parents of the students in their district sign this liability waiver.
Okay.
Essentially covering their butt in case anything bad happens with the reopen. And the school is defending itself, saying that schools across the country will be doing this. You want to take a look at what it actually
says. Well, that seems very comforting and not scary at all.
Yeah, great. This is getting better and better day by day. If you want to see that waiver, that's up at 98pxy.com. And some breaking news that we didn't get to yet today.
What?
This is pretty big. It's going to affect what happens in November.
Okay.
Kanye West has reportedly dropped out of the presidential race. I know.
What?
Yep. Done.
That was only like not even 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. It's quick. Yep. Get more on that story.
He like
and all the stories. Not
he didn't do any campaigning. And he's like, this is just too hard. Truly.
Like, he realized, oh, you need to put paperwork in? Oh, crap. All right, never mind. I'm out. All good. So there you go. Now Kanye appears to be out of the race. In case
live long, Kanye.
I mean, you could technically still write him in, I think, but I probably wouldn't suggest that.
Wow.
What's that? Okay.
All right.
Coming up next, we are going to talk to one of our favorites. Can't believe she keeps coming back on the show.
Me neither.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be joining us in just a couple minutes.